On the cover, a group of kids are playing in fresh snow on a Protean City street. They are making snowmen that look like their favorite heroes. The kids look happy and trouble-free. A small girl is running towards the group, a top hat with a pink flower in her hands. It is a pastoral scene of winter life in Protean City.
Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm the Night Owl, and no dark corner is safe.
Crosswind. You know Windshear? I'm the gritty reboot.
I'm Alina. The rest is need to know.
Now with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Protean City Comics number 91, First Snows. The first panel of the comic is it's a street in Protean City, and there's a little bit of snow on the ground already, and there's a bunch of kids who are, they've pushed snow together. They're rolling up balls of snow to make a snowman. And like one of the bigger kids, like these are young, like maybe like middle school kids, and the tallest of them takes the last snowball and puts it on the top of the stack of three. One of the kids like rips a big like red button off of his jacket and sticks it on for the nose. A couple of the kids find some coal or dark rocks or something and put it in for eyes. They've got the thing, the snowman set up so that it's like holding a broom. It definitely looks very, very serene, very nice. These kids are just kind of like having a good time. This kid comes running from around a corner with a gray top hat that has a little like pink flower on it. And she's struggling to get up to the top of this snowman to put the hat on because she just isn't quite tall enough. And just as she looks like she's about to like get it up on top, this white gloved hand just slaps this top hat out of her hand. And we see a booted, like a big snow boot step and crush the hat. And off screen, we just hear a voice say, "It'll be a cold day in hell when I let that happen again." And then we're going to cut to Protean City does this big like lighting ceremony where they cover the town hall and the statue of the striped eagle and the whole like there's like this whole big open area and they cover everything in glowing lights and twinkling things and just like holiday cheer. And so there's always a big ceremony the day after the first snowfall. And so there's snow on the ground and everyone is gathering. They're going to turn on the lights tonight. Where are all of you in this big square? Would you have come together? Would you have come with other people? Sage, would you have brought kids from Peacoy?
Yeah, I think I probably made it like... not a field trip, but a kind of a field trip. I'm like, okay, we're doing this thing. It's like a community thing and we're going to go and you're not going to embarrass me. And, I make them all like hold hands, even if they're like way too old to be holding hands and like walk in a line and stand in like a clump together so I can count them. I'm overdoing it, but
yeah, this is a big like fun. It's cold. It's a big event where a lot of people come out to see this lighting event. I'm sure there's a lot of tourists too, but there's always like people selling like roasted nuts and other sort of like holiday treats. And Ramon, this is actually probably a thing that you would have done back in your time your family.
Yeah.
Because this is a tradition that has been going on for a long time.
Perfect. We get a couple panels. They're not in like sepia. They're just in slightly like duller, a little bit more like pastel-y color. And it's Ramon, and he's all like he's dressed up in a suit with a big heavy jacket on top of it, and he has his arm around Raquel, who's also like all bundled up in a similar sort of like big like heavy coat. And it's pulled tight, but we can see from the way that it like bunches in the front that she's like heavily pregnant at this point. And the two of them are just kind of like standing there, like looking, and there's some little kids like running around near the base of the tree. And they just kind of like look at each other and give a like really significant smile. And he just like leans his head down onto her head. And then we go to back to our present panels.
Nice.
My heart hurts.
That's what I'm here for. And in our present panels, I'm standing in the same spot, which is kind of like pulled back from everything. And I'm in the full leather, everything, face mask pulled on. Like I now do have pouches because it has been brought to my attention several times and I need pouches. And like from several of the pouches, you can see that there's like handles of knives and stuff. And he's just like just decked out in this full strappy black leather ensemble, just like up there. And he's just watching everything like this terrifying specter.
We need to have an intervention for Ramon. I'm worried about his knives and spandex situation.
Not spandex, leather. It was spandex before. Now it's no longer spandex.
Knives, leather, still bad, probably.
And then Alina, you are there with the asset. This is one of the few, like, this is the one of the few things that the asset, like, really goes out and into the city for. He's kind of a weirdly, like, a sucker for these kind of big, like, community events.
This is not his first big Christmas tradition that he's like, oh my gosh, I must be involved in this.
Yeah. He likes the big kind of community things because it means that he can go out, he can see the city. Like, he cares about Protean City. He wants to protect it. And it also means that with there's like a sufficiently large crowd of people, he can kind of blend in and not worry about being seen. So we have this big like square with that is sort of there's a little bit of a fountain in the middle. There's, I think, a big traffic circle maybe that's been closed off. And there's buildings on the sides, the big town hall with its big steps and the statue of Striped Eagle. And there's like a little platform that's been placed on those stairs where they have this big like ceremonial electrical like lever where they're going to switch. The mayor's going to come out. So where would you and the asset have been? Where would you have positioned yourselves to see this?
I don't know. I mean, I think we were probably, maybe we were practicing dead drop type behavior in a crowd.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just sort of milling about towards the front of the crowd. You know, we kind of ceased practicing once the ceremony seemed to be getting on its way.
Yeah. I actually really like the idea that maybe you thought you were kind of done and you were like ready to leave. And then the asset kind of stops you and says, no, Alina, we should stay for this. It's important to not forget like who we're protecting. The city is important and the people are the city.
Okay. I mean, sure. I guess that's nice.
We spend a lot of time in our base, and I worry that you aren't spending enough time out in the city seeing the people. Like, we need to do things that aren't just training.
Well, I mean, sure. You're the one who doesn't have any kind of hobbies. I don't know.
I have hobbies. Don't turn this back around on me.
Fine. No, I'm okay. You know, I don't know. Okay.
Okay. So as everyone's milling around, you maybe see each other in the crowd. You're each kind of doing your own thing. Ramon is like sticks out a little bit in his dark leathers and mask.
We get a panel that just shows Sage and her like motley crew of Pecoy kiddos. And like one of them just manages to like slip away real quick and just starts like kind of going through the crowd. And we have Crosswind just like catch sight of him. And there's like a brief stalking scene through the crowd of this terrifying like monster person and like this little kid just like moving through. And Ramon just like gets down in front of him and the kid like visibly freaks out at the sight. And Ramon just kind of like catches his hand and like quickly, in a way that the reader can't see anything, lifts part of the mask, like takes off part of the goggles so that he can see the eyes underneath. That's so just the kid can see it, the reader can't, and then gets them back on and The next panel has Crosswind with the kid up on his shoulders, coming back towards Sage and the Pequoy kids.
And it's really cute. It's a cute picture because you've picked up Christopher, who is the baby Hulk. And so so you've got this, like, I picture him like Jack-Jack when he's hulking out from The Incredibles. He's just like this mad, like, little kid, but he's so happy on your shoulders, like, with his big bulging muscles and, like, he's having the time. The two of you together are quite a gruesome sight, but really cute. Remind- also.
You've heard descriptions of this new outfit, and you've seen pictures. I'm sure, like, mm-hmm. Alina or Ben have sent you pictures. But it's a whole different thing to see this in real life.
It's like, a lot, yeah.
It's a lot.
Wow. See, if I hadn't seen the Snapchat, I would think that my kid was in danger. So thank you, I guess.
He'd wandered away. I figured...
No, it's great. I just this is a lot. I don't know. What kind of vibe are you going for with this? Is it like the, you know, gritty mad version of before, or like?
No, it's really effective in kind of striking fear into the hearts of criminals.
Oh yeah, yeah. It strikes fear into the hearts of many, my friend.
And it's practical. It's really practical.
It looks super comfy. Does it make any cool noises when you, like, sit?
And he kind of, like, lowers his head for a second, and he goes, it is significantly more comfortable than the alternative.
I can't wait to hear what the alternative is. And she just, like, crosses her arms and is, like, waiting for this. I want to hear what the alternative was.
And he just walks up next to her and kind of, like, like, puts an arm around her shoulder and gives her, like, kind of, like, a little, like, nudge with his shoulder. And goes, let's watch the lighting.
Thank you for bringing back my kiddo. And I, like, slap a leash on them because all the kids know if they wander away, they're getting one of those baby leashes. So, like, I slap a leash to his jeans. Now you're my buddy all night. Lucky you.
And as you've been talking, it has started to snow just a little bit, like kind of like that nice, like beautiful, like it's not really going to like accumulate, but it's snowing and it sets the sort of ambiance for this scene. So the mayor gets up onto this platform and kind of gives a pretty generic mayoral speech about the city coming together in the colder months of winter and being there to support each other and like remembering the beauty of our city and all sorts of really just kind of over the top stuff that will probably get them reelected and
trite nonsense.
Yeah, trite nonsense. And while they're giving this speech, the snow picks up a little bit more. Like, it's starting to come down a little bit harder. Like, this may actually start to accumulate some snow. And there's already maybe, like, an inch of snow on the ground already. And we're quickly, you're picking up more snow. And the mayor reaches up and grabs this big, like, over-the-top electrical switch and pulls the switch, and all of these lights, string lights and lights that are shaped like snowflakes and ornaments and all sorts of things light up. And just like every line of every building in this square turns, like lights up. It becomes illuminated. There's all these spotlights that point out wreaths that are hung everywhere, and sort of like it's a very beautiful winter holiday scene for about 5 seconds, and then all of the lights in this whole section of the city go out.
Boo.
And you're plunged into darkness. Can you just give me a quick, like, what is when the lights go out, what is the first thing you do?
Make fireballs in my hands to count my little ones. I'm just like, and that I'm looking around, counting my line and making sure they're all present and accounted for.
The acid and I have ducked down and have started moving slowly towards the exits to make sure that if we need to evacuate,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
we can evacuate.
Crosswind has gone ahead and gotten away from the kids a little bit, mm-hmm. and is just like gathering like air energy, and it's starting to just like move around him, and he's starting to like move up a little bit as though he's going to levitate like Windshear does, but he's only like maybe half an inch off the ground.
Okay.
I like to, you can see the flaps, like the, from his straps, and they're just like slightly flapping in the wind.
Yes, hell yes. Yes. Perfect.
Yeah. And the lights are so you're plunged into darkness. You kind of have these immediate reactions. We get a panel that is the two fireballs illuminating this group of kids. And we see Alina and the asset running for a building and where the closest like crossroad is. And we see those shots of Crosswind and the flaps on their pockets, on the pockets, lifting and in that shot of Crosswind, we see as the wind is swirling around him, that there's more snow now. And so it's not just like a tornado, it's not like just this like whirlwind of wind, but also whirlwind of snow as you are sort of, it's almost now clinging to your leather a little bit too. And after a moment, the lights all come back on, after the power kind of like flicker, stops, and we see the scene of this sort of central area in the city, and it's all lit up once more, except that it's much harder to see now because there is so much snow coming down that the world is just this haze of white precipitation. Like you can see the lights in the distance, but they're just like very fuzzed out. Like you can barely see the person next to you. And so like Sage, you've got these fireballs and they're illuminating maybe like one or two kids deep into the line, but you're going to really have to like huddle them around you close. If you're going to try to see all of them, and as they've sort of, the ones that are a little bit further, the kids that are a little further away are really even out of your vision already. Like this is thick snow all of a sudden.
I'm going to yank on the leashes that are attached or, like, reach down with any hands that I have free and try to, like, huddle them together and get them as close to me as possible. And hopefully they know enough to know yeah. that if things get weird, they should get closer to me. Luckily, I do have some, like, pretty legit older kids that are pretty mm-hmm. good. And I'm going to send a couple of them to the front of the line and just be like, Penny, Calvin, get everybody home. Like, stay in your lines, stay holding hands, go home. Yeah.
Penny is the girl with metal skin.
Yes. But she's very strong and she's also pretty tall. So she's going to be good for parting the crowds. Calvin goes by sous vide.
Oh, right.
And he's a water elemental, so he can actually heat the snow as it's getting close to them
okay,
and make cool. it like a light mist that they can more easily navigate. So I'm sending all my BBs home.
Alina, you,
yes.
as you are sort of scuttling towards, so like the lights come back on, you can kind of suddenly see again, like you were just, you and the asset were moving towards an exit from this little square. And now that you can kind of see a little bit more, like you're not really like, it's still hard to see where if the lights weren't on, you wouldn't be able to see the outlines of the buildings. But you kind of know where they are. Like the mm-hmm. asset, and I'm sure that both you and the asset keep track of where the exits are in places yeah. that you go. So when you get to the corner of this nearby cross street, you see that there is a tiny snowman, maybe a foot tall, and it's this little, like, it's the classic three balls with a couple twigs for arms, and it's rolling a larger ball of snow towards the center of the, like, into the square.
Okay, so that's pretty weird.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the crowd like at this moment? Are they just sort of relieved that the lights came back on? Or
it's definitely hard. So there's two things. It's hard to tell because the snow is coming down so thick that it's difficult to see even where people are. But you can mm-hmm. definitely hear that there are lots of people in this crowd. They are not, I think, overwhelmingly moving away. They're not like you're in the asset's instincts were to leave if mm-hmm. or like to get to a safer spot. The average person in Protean City is is pretty savvy when it comes to supervillains, but this doesn't look like a supervillain. This is just some snow. So they're kind of like, it's, I think you're hearing mostly kind of just grumpy people who wanted to see these pretty lights, and they can't anymore.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to motion to the asset and say, I don't think snowballs make themselves at this point. Should we check it out?
You are seeing a lot of now more evidence to the contrary, because following the one snowman, you're now seeing a bunch of other snowmen, all different scales, from like maybe like really tiny, like inch tall snowmen rolling tiny snowballs to maybe as tall as like a 3 foot tall snowman rolling kind of larger balls. And there's maybe like a dozen to two dozen of them in varying sizes, all coming from this cross street, rolling snow towards the center of this traffic circle.
Okay. So, Alina has had a nightmare like this before.
I've been reading the nightmares.
Yeah, so it's, so she's unnerved. So she takes her phone out and says, she presses the little button that sends the boop, 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 doop, boop, boop sound to all of her teammates.
Crosswind taps the side of his helmet. And looks to Sage and goes, oh, I've got comms on already. It's perfectly working. And then she hears it ringing again. And he taps it a couple more times. And then he's on the line.
Yeah, I'm just going to pick up my phone like a normal person.
Hey, guys, are you seeing the snowmen? They're everywhere.
What?
And they're making more. This is not good, guys.
Okay, hold on. Are you okay?
They've got carrot noses. Oh my God, Sage. They've got carrot noses.
Yeah, the small ones
all we can see is
noses.
Like, all we can see is a bunch of snow. I don't see any. Do you see snowmen?
I don't see snowmen yet. No,
especially because there's like a lot of snow sticking to my front visor.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to like lean over and try to like gently move things out of his front visor for him. And like,
I just
like on the outside and I want to help.
Just panel slapping each other's hands.
We cut back just really quickly. We cut back to Alina. The asset is going to put a hand on your shoulder, kind of like pull you close so that you can kind of see each other through this, all this haze of falling snow. And he's just going to say, follow the snowmen, see if you can figure out where they're taking the snow. I'll head back the other direction to see if I can figure out where they're coming from. You have your comms. I think I saw your friends. Stay in touch. Go.
Okay.
And he's going to kind of like pat your shoulder and book it in the other direction.
All right. Okay. So I put the domino mask on.
Yep.
And I just go, why did it have to be snowman?
So, Arcana, you're telling me that you've got evil snowmen? We don't have that out here. Do you want us to come to you?
Yes. Yes, now.
How are we supposed
please?
To find you? Where are you?
Marco! I'm just going to shout, Marco!
Okay, and I'm going to charge my burn while simultaneously like glowing to try to make a torch out of myself so she can see where we are.
Okay, so first roll to charge your burn.
That's plus conditions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I have an 11.
Okay.
So that
means you get
I get all
burn?
Three. Yeah. But I'm like glowing purple, and I'm like, do you see me? Where are you in relation to the glowing purple human?
I'm like towards the front of I'm by the tree.
Oh, okay.
Antenna.
Alina, you see kind of like a vague glowing light in one direction, but it's really like there's a lot of glowing lights because this whole area was lit up pretty recently, and the snow is very thick.
Crosswind, do you think you could maybe clear a path?
Speaking of Crosswind, so you have been kind of hovering above the ground, right?
Yeah.
A little bit, and you've been swirling wind around you. And something that you, like, when she says, can you clear a path? Something that you're going to notice for now for the first time is that as you've been swirling this wind around you, you have also been pulling snow around in that vortex with you.
Mm-hmm.
And where you kind of weren't like where you were hovering maybe an inch or two over the ground, you're now, there is snow accumulating at your feet. And it's actually like accumulating up your ankles a little bit. And when you look down, there's a little snowman rolling a little ball of snow up. Like kind of pressing that snow up against your leg and then heading back down. And then you see like another one right behind it come up with a little, another small ball of snow. And they are between the wind and these snowmen, you are slowly being covered in snow. Like just, well, I mean, up to maybe about your ankles.
How big are these snowmen?
They're very small. They're like maybe 3 inches tall.
Arcana, you told us there were snowmen. You didn't tell us they were toy snowmen. And then he's going to just like clap his hands together towards his knees and just like blow air out in all directions to scatter these things.
Okay. I would like you to roll to unleash your powers.
Sounds good. I was going to say, don't even tell me this is a threat. I got a 9.
Okay. So would you like to mark that last condition or I can tell you how it's unstable or temporary?
I'm going to go ahead and make it unstable or temporary. I want to survive this encounter.
Okay, so you...
And Windshear dies by tiny, tiny snowmen.
That's how he dies.
So your goal is to just, like, swirl wind around yourself faster to blast this snow off of you?
Yeah, basically just, like, blowing snow in all directions.
You are able to do that. Like, you pull... Like, the air is cold, and there's snow everywhere. We see like a panel of more wind kind of like swirling around. It's very cool because normally it's just wind. It's a little bit see-through. And we have like the comic book wind effect, but now we have the snow on it too. And so we see this like blast of like, of air swirling around you and all of this like built up snow at your feet blasts off. So Sage, this tidal wave of snow hits you and you're like the clump, the one sort of last clump of kids who are moving away from you, and you are just kind of hit in the face with a bunch of snow. Some of these smaller kids are knocked over and covered in snow.
Okay.
And like immediately Calvin is there heating up the snow, kind of like there's now steam too amongst the snow and trying to get to these other kids who are buried. But Crosswind, you are no longer covered in snow. Mission accomplished.
Thank God for that.
So I'm going to use one burn to create a moat around my kiddos. Keeping any new snow from getting to them so that they can successfully dig their way out, between Calvin starting to melt the snow and Penny being able to dig them out. And a lot of the kids have some little powers that they can use too.
Mm-hmm.
They can get themselves uncovered, and I'm going to keep new snow away from them as long as they are in my eye line to try to get them away from the square.
Is Crosswind inside that? Is it like a, like, is it, are you making like a dome?
Yeah. And I think Crosswind is inside it just because he's right next to me. And I'm like, these are my people, protect them from snow. Even though he just did not reciprocate.
Okay.
It was an accident.
So Ramon, you are now inside of this bubble, clear of snow.
Can you get me out of this bubble? We need to get to Arcana.
I know. I'm trying to keep my kids from drowning in snow.
Can I walk through this?
Yeah. You can walk. Just go. And I'm just like holding it up and trying to like keep eyes on all my kiddos. And you can just walk out.
Okay, but listen.
If you
like,
do, it's like walking out of a snow globe.
Like if someone had like a heart condition or something, like would that be a problem going out of this?
Haven't tried it. We'll find out. Do you have a heart condition?
Probably. Okay. And he just like lowers his head and just breathes in and gets like almost like a layer of the air that forms around him.
We see you are inside, like we get a bunch of panels. If you're inside this domed thing, shield that Sage has built, and there's a bunch of kids and they are like slowly being warmed up and uncovered. And like the snow is very like, clumpy. So it's sticking to the kids even when it's been like, there's a lot of brushing off. the snow is actually building up around this dome too. So okay. like if you were gonna like burst through, like fly through, I don't think it's thick enough now that you'll have a problem doing that.
Okay.
But it's hard for you to see what's on the other side.
All right.
You know there are people out there somewhere.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt a whole bunch of people if I can avoid it. So I'm not that far gone yet. So he does charge through the barrier just because he wants to get through it quickly, and he knows that there's going to be some like resistance on popping through. Mm-hmm. And the plan is to then start trying to, like, jump in through the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, air jumping.
Okay. So, you are able to get past through this shield. You get, like, kind of hit, like, you don't even feel, I don't think you probably even feel the shield. There's maybe, like, okay. a slight tingle. Like, it's designed to keep bad guys out, and you are maybe only just a tiny little bit of a bad guy.
Is there, like, tugging backwards as I come through?
I think you just feel like tingly when you go through. Yeah, you just sort of tingle like static electricity, probably.
Okay, that's probably that okay.
Yeah, that is quickly overwhelmed by the fact that you just like get a face full of snow. It's like you hit like a wall of snow.
Okay.
When you pass through, like you're able to get through it though. There's maybe like one panel of like a Ramon-shaped silhouette in this like snow, and then you're outside and. What you come out to is a world of maybe like 2 feet to 3 feet of snow has built up in this like central block square in the city. And there are people kind of trudging around. There have been like the different people have like grouped up around certain areas sort of like clear snow out. There's like a whole group of people who are huddled around one of the like roasted nut vendors because that thing is producing enough heat that it's like holding some of the snow back. Alina, where are you in all of this? You were sort of following the snowmen, right?
So I've been following them, I guess, at a distance. I've been trying to get a hold of like a straggler, but they're too quick.
Yeah, there are a lot of them, and they are weirdly more agile than you'd expect for snowmen. Through this hazy mist of snow, like you've been out there, like you've been outside of the snow, so you kind of maybe in that way that like the whole like frog in boiling water thing, like you haven't quite noticed how much snow there is. But it's been building up and you're trudging your way through it. And in the center of town where there in the center of this square, there is now like a big like a mountain of snow. And these snowmen are rolling their balls of snow through it, piling into the middle, and then heading back the way they came. And then more like they're like a line of ants, basically, is what it looks like. And they're rolling more snow onto this mountain in the center.
Okay, so it's like a pile of snowballs right now, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And there are smaller snowmen who are kind of like trying to shape it a little bit into a bigger, larger, smoother orb.
Okay. All right. It's like, this doesn't bode well for me. I don't think so. I'll assess the situation. Okay, it's an 8.
Okay. So on a 7 to 9, you get to ask one of the questions. What here can I use to blank? What here is the biggest threat? What here is in the greatest danger? What here is most vulnerable to me? And how can we best end this quickly?
Okay, what here is the biggest threat?
The biggest threat is that as you are looking around and watching these snowmen, you're noticing, I think, two things and putting this together. This is, first of all, a lot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
It was not snowing this much even like 10 minutes ago. So this is like a suspicious snowstorm. Like it's like, to put it pretty bluntly, like this is a like just ignoring the snowmen. If just this snowstorm happened, you'd be like, this is kind of weird. This came on really quickly. And also it's like it's piling up a little bit faster than you would expect. And now you're seeing animate snowmen. I think that what's the biggest threat is that there is clearly something that is controlling this snow and or creating the snow. and you haven't discovered what it is yet. And that's like a big
okay.
But it's clearly all for the same purpose. Like someone or something is trying to fill this square, at least, with snow and use these snowmen to do something with it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try and are there any trees nearby that I can climb to get a better vantage point to see if there's anyone directing the snowmen?
I mean, there are a couple smaller trees that are here in the square. I think there's also a big Christmas tree.
Okay.
I mean, there are a lot of other lights and the whole ceremony, but there is a big Christmas tree.
All right, so I climb the big Christmas tree to try and see the top of the hill, see if there's anybody on top. So as I'm climbing, I'm just like, okay, so there's a tiny little snowman and they're making a lot of like a mountain of snow. And I can't figure out who's controlling them. I'm in a tree now. I'm trying to get to see over the top of the hill. So just head towards the tree in the hill.
Okay. And I'm gonna like come into Crosswind and be like, hey, how's your levitating working? Is that a thing we can use?
Not great.
Not great.
No, little bit, just a tiny bit. Been practicing it. It's not great. But so, I can get through this snow.
Okay. Hey, if I levitate, could you maybe give me one big air blast to just clear away the snow for a couple of seconds so I can get
a
look around too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah?
Cool. I'm gonna go then. And I'm going to do my magic levitating situation to get high above the crowd.
Are you carrying me up as well, or
I think
am I going on my own?
Yo, can I carry you up with me? I didn't think of that, but absolutely.
So couple things.
Are there straps?
If you're gonna leave, like if you're gonna go to fly, then you're not gonna be able to maintain this moat. This
right.
Shield.
I'm at this point it has been many minutes. I'm anticipating that my kids are gone and I no longer need the shield.
I don't think they're gone, but they're like they've brushed the snow off. They're prepared to like make the break for it as soon as you drop this.
Okay. All right. You get home. Ready? Set? Go. And I'm just going to like pop the bubble basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
a lot of snow. Yeah. All falls on you.
Sous vide was ready with like a heat shield to like catch a lot of it. And I'm going to go up. And maybe we didn't discuss this, but in Sage's head, she's like, oh, Ramon's coming with me. And in Ramon's head, he's like, I don't know if I'm coming, but I'm going to like hold on to a bunch of straps. And like, we're going up at the same time.
Okay.
Our communication for this was spot on.
There's definitely a brief moment where Ramon has both of his hands around his neck and is like clearly like choking and then just like shifts his weight a little bit and is able to start breathing again.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Just got to make adjustments sometimes.
So, Alina, from the top of this tree or from near the top of this tree, because this is a big tree, you are able to see sort of again, it's very hazy. You've gotten up a little bit higher, so it's a little bit like the snow is a little bit thinner. But you're maybe up at like second or third story. Like this is a big tree, and you're pretty motivated to climb.
Yes.
You can see the top of this mound of snow that the snowmen have been piling more snow onto. And you can see now that they are starting a second, slightly smaller mound on top of this initial kind of mountain.
Okay. All right, guys, the little snowmen are building a mega snowman. I don't see Godzilla around, so I don't think they're building it to fight another monster, which cannot bode well for us.
Okay. We're going to see if we can see anybody like orchestrating.
Look for giant carrots.
Brace yourself for impact. We're coming in with some air. You ready, bud?
Let's do this.
And I'm just going to like hold on real tight to some straps and like brace myself in the air.
Where are you going?
We're
going straight up.
Oh, okay.
We're not invulnerable when we're blasting. Okay. And we're blasting, I thought, towards the tree.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're, I picture it like you're going to clear the area. I'm just holding us up in the air.
We're basically trying to blast our way to the tree. Like we can't see much. And so we need me to be clearing the snow, setting up the air while she flies us. So Crosswind is just like pushing the air to the side and like basically just making a path through the wind. So like the wind like is hurtling towards us from the side, and he just like forms a wall of air for a second to make it go around us and move it around in different ways. Obviously not in like a bubble of no air, but so that the wind is not knocking us around.
You're whipping and you're blasting the snow.
I'm handling the crosswinds.
Oh.
And I'm working my way forward through the wind and secretly wishing that I too had a cool visor to keep the snow out of my eyes, but I'll never tell him. And I'm just headed towards the tree, kind of dodging the places where he's able to block the wind.
So as you fly over, you do now also see this big mound in the middle of the square, and the smaller one that's being built on top of it. And it's all coming together pretty quickly. And you make your way to the tree, and you can find Alina after a little bit of searching.
Polo.
She's probably the only person climbing on the tree, I think, is reasonable to say.
Guys, I'm by the big star ornament.
We're by Rudolph.
And there's no, turn right at Rudolph.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Hey, can you just turn on your locator beacon on your communicator?
Oh. Right, and then I flip on the beacon.
And you're able to find each other then pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like this red light that would have been super visible before had we all thought of it.
So you all get together at the top of this tree.
We're having a meeting in the branches of a Christmas tree.
Yeah, what
like koala'd in there. We're all holding on to bits of the tree, having a serious conversation.
Yeah, well, like Alina has the most experience probably with climbing trees. I don't know, man.
I believe it.
She's sitting on one branch, steadying herself with another, and like pointing out towards the tiny little snowmen. While the other two are sort of like hugging big branches and like trying to like get an angle where they can see her.
Oh. Crosswind has ropes and hooks in his various different pouches.
Ah.
And so he has now affixed himself to this tree.
He's got himself a little super swing.
Sage is hovering just next to the tree. I'm not going to actually touch it because it's pointy and sticky, and I'm not interested. But I'm going to hover like close enough to it that I can powwow with you guys.
All right. We don't know what's doing this, but we know they want that big snowman to happen. So...
And at this point, it's big enough that if it hits a building, it's going to do some real damage.
Hey, I can go try to melt it.
I mean, yeah, that sounds good.
I have fire, which, like, in the hierarchy of elements, I think takes out ice.
Okay.
We've all played Digimon. Is that the right reference?
Digital monsters? Yeah, that's good. You did great. Now it's just going to be stuck in my head. Should I go try to do that?
Is there anything I can do to help?
If I stop their progress or at least make them start over, maybe we have more time to figure out where all these little bitty monsters are coming from.
I'm going to go try and catch one. So I reluctantly, like, slowly climb down because maybe I can interrogate it. I don't know, man. So I'm setting up a little snow trap. Like, the next little snow person who comes toddling by. How do they move? Is it like rolling?
Do they have the little ball feet like Olaf?
I think they waddle. Just kind of it's a variety of things. Some of the larger ones have little feet. The smaller ones just kind of like slide. The very tiniest ones, all the balls rotate as like BB-8 style.
BB-8? Oh
like
my
three
God.
BB-8 stacked on top of each other, rolling along.
Oh no, I love them.
Sage, you're going to go fly over and try to do some fire to melt the snow. Alina, you're going to drop down to the ground again and go try to grab one of them. Crosswind, what are you doing? What is your part of this plan?
There's definitely a moment where the two of them are able to like quickly just start moving down, and he's not because he's connected himself to this tree.
Mm-hmm.
But after a little while, he's able to like unhook himself, and I think maybe civilian duty, because there's a lot of civilians hanging out down there.
Yeah,
that could use some defending.
Okay, cool.
And he looks so much like a good guy that they're definitely all gonna like trust you immediately.
Yeah. Well, I do still have like, there is still, this is not gonna sound like it's in my favor, but the like W logo that is Windshear is still like present on the costume.
That's true.
Like it is not a secret that Crosswind is young Windshear.
Okay. So Alina, you get to the ground and you're like sort of like laying your trap to catch a snowman. And the next snowman that comes along is taller than you were expecting. It is in fact
the way.
The size, like the it's the size of a very average sized human. So immediately the thing that you're going to notice that's weird about it is it's got the like the big ball that's the baseball. It has like the torso ball. It has some stick arms that are rolling a ball in front of it. But its head is just the asset's head, as though someone has like stuck him in the middle of this snowman. He does not look happy.
God.
And he is rolling a rather large ball towards the center of this like the big mountain of snow.
Okay, so I'm going to do, I'm going to use my telekinesis to just smack the large ball that they are forming out of the way.
Okay.
Like, just out of the way.
So roll to unleash your powers.
6-7.
Okay. So on a 7-9, mark a condition or the GM will tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
I will mark a condition.
Oh, okay.
Insecure.
Okay. All right. So you are able to use your telekinesis to push the snowball that this like asset snowman is rolling towards the big thing. He kind of like the stick hands kind of do this like grabby thing towards where it thought the ball was going to be, and it's not there. So it stops and turns around. And as it turns, the asset makes eye contact with you and says, "Oh, thank God, Alina. You've got to help me. I don't know what's going on here. I seem to have gotten myself stuck inside of this snowman."
Yeah, no, I see that.
Can you get the snow off of me?
Yes, and I'm going to just start.
And it starts moving back towards the way it came. So he's just like he is like the asset snowman was rolling the snowball towards the mountain. You knocked it away. Mm-hmm. So now it's turned around and is moving back to the way to get more snow. So, like, you're able to have a conversation with him, but he can't stop.
Okay. So, I'm going to run up to him and start trying to dig him out.
Okay. I'm going to need you to roll to unleash your powers again.
Okay. 10.
Okay. Oh, okay. Cool. So, on a hit, you do it. So, you're able to, like, what does that look like? Describe for me what this looks like of you getting the asset out of the snow.
I'm just sort of digging. I'm using my telekinesis to try and like budge some of the snow off and like break it up maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But really I'm just like frantically scooping like snow off of him, you know?
Yeah. It's stickier than regular snow. It sticks to your hands a little bit, but you're able to, through this combination of like scooping with your hands and then using your telekinesis to throw the sticky snow away from you, you're able to get him free. And then like once you get his arms free, he can help. And you're able to get all of this snow off of you. And like as soon as you get rid of the snow off his feet, like he kind of like topples over and is able to kind of like then get up and brush himself off. And he's like, "Ah, Alina, the snow is something strange. I was following them back to where they were coming from, and suddenly, before I realized what was happening, they were sticking snow to me, and I couldn't get it off. And then suddenly, I was a snowman. And then once I was inside, I couldn't control what I was doing. It was
This is really freaky. How is the snow moving?
I don't know.
Under
but I don't,
you?
I don't like it.
Me neither.
What's your plan? What are you doing? Maybe I can help.
Sage is trying to melt the big mountain, and I was trying to get a hold of one of the little ones to see if they can see if they would talk.
All right, let's do that.
Okay.
And we're going to cut back to Sage. So, Sage, you are floating over this mound of snow and preparing whatever magics you're going to do to produce flame to melt the snow. And you get hit in the face with a snowball and then another one.
Rude.
And then another one.
Very rude.
And then there is just like a wave of snowballs coming at you.
Is it like blotting out the sun type?
Yeah, like that many snowballs. Like, oh, there's God. A lot of snowballs.
And we will snowball
like
fight
some,
in the shade.
Like some large group of people on the ground are throwing snowballs at you.
Could I make myself like a human torch so that the snowballs don't actually get to me and then just cannonball into the magic snowman with the big guy?
Let's see. I think that you...
I could use overcharge, I could, or
so
whatever.
So I think that to like, sort of wreathe yourself in flames to protect yourself from this onslaught of snowballs, that would be an unleash your powers, and then we can deal with the next bit.
Great,
next.
Okay. So I'm getting hit by a lot of snowballs, and I hate it, and... Mm-hmm. As anyone knows, Sage is in total control of her emotions at all times.
Yeah.
And, like, definitely didn't just rage out a little bit, but I did. I'm going to rage out a little bit and just, like, poof, and become, like, a human torch so their dumb little cold snowballs can't hit me anymore.
Okay.
I just want to be, like, a ball of fire.
So roll to unleash your powers.
Okay, it is a 6. Okay. Help!
Oh, no.
Is anyone in a... Okay, so Crosswind, I think you are probably the only one in a position to help.
Yeah.
You do... Because you are on the ground, and you are going for the civilians.
Yeah.
And so when so let's... Like, cutting to you really quickly. When you went to go find, like, the groups... Because like, you had previously seen these, like, clumps of people.
Yeah.
And where they were, you now see groups of human-sized snowmen that are the same, like, larger leg ball, smaller torso ball, stick arms, and then a human head.
Okay.
And they are all scooping up snow and throwing snowballs at something in the air, which you presume is Sage.
Crosswind just like lands in front of them, ready to start saving them, mm-hmm. and then sees that they're throwing snowballs and just like pulls up his hands and just whips them forward to just hopefully in a more controlled way, like enough wind to push them backwards or knock them over with their mm-hmm. unsteady snowman bodies,
mm-hmm.
But not enough to like hurtle them into trees.
Okay.
Like throw them off balance enough that.
Cool.
They topple over.
So I'm going to say
even
that
I don't topple them yet, at least like,
yeah,
you know,
I think that what's going to happen is they all kind of like go like they weeble and wobble like they're going to fall over, but
they
kind of like
fall down.
But they don't fall down. They actually like slot like they start to fall, but then the orbs of snow kind of like right themselves underneath of it. But it does distract them long enough that there is a gap in the snowballs. Which gives Sage like 1 second of not being hit in the face with snowballs to do some magic. That was your only team. And now that's a 7. So you can mark a condition, or I will tell you how the effect is, unstable or temporary.
I'm marking angry because she's mad. This is uncomfortable and rude and like, how dare they? So I'm going to human torch situation. And my plan is to not only my plan that was formed in a moment of rage and without any thought was to block the snowballs, but also to like just cannonball into the big guy that's being formed below me and start to melt it from the inside.
The snowman mm-hmm. prime.
Snowman Prime, yes.
As you are doing this, the second second orb of snowball of giant snowball man is being just being finished as you are floating over it. If your goal is to attack it, I would like you to roll to directly engage a threat.
Right. I got a 7.
On a 7 and 9, you trade blows. Resist, and then you could choose one. Resist or avoid their blows. Take something from them. Create an opportunity for your allies, or impress, surprise, or frighten them.
I'm going to create an opportunity for my allies. I want to do what I can to incapacitate Magic Snowman for however long I can for Alina and Ramon.
Describe what this looks like as you plummet down into this giant snow mountain.
So I'm going to do that thing. It's not quite a cannonball. It's like a jackknife. You grab one knee and you slam down into the pool. But in this case, the pool is a giant ball of snow. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be a flaming jackknife trying to cut through the already formed part of the snowmen to try to, if I can't melt all of it, which I'm sure that I can't, I want to at least break up what they've already done so it's not a functional body anymore. And I think I'm going to yell cowabunga.
Okay. So you hit this top snowball and there is almost an icy crust over the top of the ball. Mm-hmm. But you're able to obviously burst through that. You're a flaming human being. And you are able to tunnel down, you kind of tunnel down through the top ball, weakening some of its. You're burning snow in a human-shaped path down through it. Mm-hmm. And you make it maybe halfway to two-thirds of the way through the bottom ball before you start to slow down because the cold inside of this giant orb is becoming overwhelming. You've definitely done a lot of damage to this thing. Mm-hmm. Because I'm imagining that you're trying to pulse out fire as you are falling down. So you're creating opportunities. So you hit that two thirds of the way through. The snow starts to collapse in on you through you've dived down. At some point you slow and stop. The snow around you is getting thicker and denser, and it's actually at some point it becomes so overpoweringly cold that it quenches your flames, and it starts to crumble down on top of you. And I would like you to take a powerful blow because of how cold it is inside of this ball.
This gonna hurt. That's a 12.
Okay, so on a 10+. You choose one. You must remove yourself from the situation, flee, pass out, etc. Lose control of yourself or your powers in a terrible way, or two options from the 7 and 9 list.
Oh, I pick terrible way every time.
Okay. You feel this crushing ice around you as you dug this big human-sized hole into this giant beginnings of a snowman. And as it sort of stuff starts to crumble and collapse in behind you, you feel the crushing cold of this ice and snow. And you feel it start to you lose track quickly of what's up and what's down. You feel a little bit you're spinning. It's just cold. You can't see anything. Your arms are pressed against your sides. And you start to feel you're moving inside of this big orb of snow. And you hear a voice inside, not inside your head, but speaking to you in your ears.
This happens to me all the time, guys.
This is not inside your head. It's not inside your head. It's coming from the snow. It's a voice from the snow itself all around you. You have a lot of power. I had intended this one for myself, but maybe you would be a better herald of my winter empire. Allow me to introduce myself, friend. And you see like a section of snow pulls out from around your face. So there's a little bit of a gap now. And you see like a human face of a mustachioed man and this just formed in the snow. And they're wearing a crushed top hat with a little like pink flower on it. And the snowy face just says, I am Frederick von Avalanche and my snow empire is returned. And the face kind of crumbles and you feel yourself being lifted up. And we see a shot from like a full page panel from the outside of this giant two orbs of a snowman. And they have now glowing arcane runes on them. You see that from that central, like the middle torso one, two big tree branches shoot out and become big arms that have arcane runes kind of carved into them. And although you can't see it, from the very top of this giant snowman, or this giant, like, the middle torso orb, Sage's head just pops up as a little tiny head on top of the two larger orbs.
There's a little caption next to her little head that says, guys, I think I made it worse.
You turn to the last page of the comic and find a page of letters to the editor. Do you have questions or comments? Send your letters in written or short audio format to letters@protean.city. We'll publish a few with every issue and a response from our editors. Magpie asks, has there ever been a special Christmas truce between heroes and villains where they put aside their differences to deliver presents to kids and spread holiday cheer? Well, Magpie, the closest thing was, I believe, in The Old Guard number 156, which was set the day after the Void Rat had come. It took the whole all of the city's heroes and villains working together to fend it off long enough for Dr. Sublime to trap it and himself in the crystal. The following Midwinter Day was an unofficial armistice, as the heroes and villains of Protean City alike spent the day caring for their own and starting to rebuild the snow-covered city.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter @AndTheMeltdowns. Night Owl is played by me, Elspeth Denman, and I can be found on Twitter @TheCatOnTheWall.
Crosswind is played by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter @BLeonGambetta.
Arcana is played by Jess Benini, who can be found on Twitter @HerlockHolmes1. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter @ProteanCity and on Instagram @ProteanCityComics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.